All right, this is the Economics Chapter 1 S Modified Test. So, question number one. A tangible good is different than an intangible good because you can A, touch a tangible good, B, can't touch a tangible good, or C, they are not different. A tangible good is different than an intangible good because you can. A, touch a tangible good. B, can't touch a tangible good. C, they are not different. Number two. What is the condition in which our wants are greater than the resources available to satisfy them? Is it A, a rationing device? C, marginal cost, or D, scarcity? What is the condition in which our wants are greater than the resources available to satisfy them? Rationing device, marginal cost, or scarcity? Number three, what is a resource that can be continuously harvested from our surroundings and never run out of? Called. Is it a non-renewable resource? Is it C, an unlimited resource? Or is it D, a renewable resource? What is a resource that can be continuously harvested from our surroundings and never run out of it? What is that called? A, non-renewable resource. C, unlimited resource. D, renewable resource. Number four, what chart shows all possible combinations of two goods that an economy can produce in a certain period of time? Is it A, the production possibilities frontier? Is it B, opportunity cost chart? Or is it C, the production or the possibilities production and finance? So number four, what chart shows all possible combinations of two goods that an economy can produce in a certain period of time? Is it a production possibilities frontier? Is it an opportunity cost chart? Or is it the possibilities production and finance? Number five. What is the most common way in our society to determine who gets which goods and how much each person gets? Is it A, trade? Is it C, money? Or is it D, land ownership? What is the most common way in our society to determine who gets which goods and how much each person gets? A, trade. C, money. D, land ownership. Six. Because resources are limited, this is the way to decide who gets what portion of all of the resources and goods available. Is it A, the rationing device? B, survival of the fittest, or C, war? Number six, because resources are limited, this is the way to decide who gets what portion of all the resources and goods available. A, rationing device, B, survival of the fittest, C, war. Seven, marginal is an economic term that means B, subtraction, C, negative, D, additional. Once again, marginal is an economic term that means subtraction, negative, or additional. 8. Weighing the cost and the benefits is an economic process known as, is it a cost-benefit analysis? Is it B, thinking it over? Or is it C, the production possibilities curve? Weighing the costs and benefits is an economic process known as cost-benefit analysis, thinking it over, or the production possibilities curve. 9. Something that encourages or motivates a person to take action is known as A, gold, B, an incentive, C, money. Something that encourages or motivates a person to take action is known as gold, an incentive, or money. Number 10. In economics, this is the study of the choice and behavior of small economic units, such as a individual or single business firm. Is it A, microeconomics, or is it B, macroeconomics? In economics, this is the study of the choice and behavior of small economic units, such as a individual or single business firm. Microeconomics or macroeconomics? 11. A person will want to do a particular activity only if the blank are greater than the costs. Is it A, costs? B, benefits? C, sum? A person will want to do a particular activity only if the blank are greater than the costs. Costs, benefits, or sum? Number 12. This is the study of economics where economists look at the big picture. Is this A, macroeconomics, or is it B, microeconomics? This is a study of economics where economists look at the big picture. A, macro, B, micro. 13. In this scenario, you're comparing the blank benefits of one more additional taco against the blank costs of one more taco. Is it A, utility, C, money, or D, marginal? In this scenario, you're comparing the blank benefits of one more additional taco against the blank costs of one more taco. Utility, money, or marginal? 14. What type of ownership gives you incentive to take care of things? A, public. B, rented. C, private. What kind of ownership gives you incentive to take care of things? A, public. B, rented. C, private. 15. Another name for opportunity cost is A, a trade-off. B, additional cost. C, marginal cost. Another name for opportunity cost is A, trade-off. B, additional cost. C, marginal cost. 16. This is an explanation of how something works, designed to answer a question for which there is no obvious answer. Is it A, a hypothesis? C, a fact? Or D, a theory? This is an explanation of how something works, designed to answer a question for which there is no obvious answer. Hypothesis, fact, or theory? 17. The economic term where an item brings a quality of satisfaction or happiness is called disutility. B, cost-benefit analysis. C, utility. The economic term where an item brings a quality of satisfaction or happiness is called A, disutility. B, cost-benefit analysis. C, utility. 18. Get out, Kill. 18. Resources people use to produce goods and services are called A, oil, B, factors of production, C, factors of resources. Resources people use to produce goods and services are called oil, factors of production, or factors of resources. 19. A special talent that some people have for searching out and taking advantage of new business opportunities, developing new products, or finding a new way of doing things. Is this a CEO? Is this a business development? Or is this C, entrepreneurship? Special talent that some people have for searching out, taking advantage of new business opportunities, developing new products, or finding a new way of doing things. CEO, business development, entrepreneurship. 20. What are some physical and mental talents that people contribute to the production of goods and services called? Is it A, labor, B, capital, or C, land? What are physical and mental talents that people contribute to the production of goods and services called? Labor, capital, land. 21. What type of economist would look at a single company like Apple among the entire tech industry? Would that be a microeconomist or a macroeconomist? What type of economist would look at a single company like Apple among the entire tech industry? A, microeconomics. B, macroeconomist. 22. This type of economist will look at an entire industry such as agriculture. Is this an A, microeconomist, or B, macroeconomist? So this type of economist would look at an entire industry such as agriculture. Is that a microeconomist or a macroeconomist? When you're all done, make sure you have your name on your paper and feel free to turn that bad boy in.